the pass and, in fact, assisted on all three Canadian goals in the gold medal game and ended up leading the World Hockey Championship in scoring is Ottawa Senator Connor Brown, who joins us right now on the Gabriel Pizza Hotline. How are you doing this morning, Connor?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Excellent. Thanks. Really appreciate you joining us. Before we get to Nick Paul's story and whether it's true or not, when you hear that highlight, I don't know, first of all, how many times have you heard it or seen it? And secondly, what kind of goes through your mind as you relive that moment?
Yeah, I see a bunch of times. I mean, it was pretty surreal. That whole 2-on-1 felt like it took like a full minute. You know, it was in my memory. It was special moment. It was fun to get that one, especially with Paulie.
All right, true story. You guys were working out his whole story. You heard there coming back.
Yeah, Paulie's typically a burger flipper, but this one he's telling the truth.
Connor, I want you to go back in the tournament. Guys start 0-3, but also to the qualification day, you needed some help to get into the round. Where was kind of the headspace on whether or not you were going to qualify for the quarterfinals or whether or not you were heading home?
Well, yeah, it was a roller coaster. You know, obviously we just couldn't score those first three games. You know, and then we started to play better and better, and you know, even that game against Finland, against the preliminary, we thought that would have been it, and that we needed about 9 things to get us in. But we knew that we had, you know, we thought the best team in the tournament. So we knew that we just needed to come together and things needed to go our way, and we could beat anyone. And didn't take the easy route. I'd play Russia, U.S., Finland. But it just made it that much sweeter.
With Connor Brown of the Sens, just back from the World Hockey Championships, what was the difference? The start at 0-3 when you guys couldn't score, what was one or two things that kind of turned the tournament around for you guys?
Well, honestly, getting Man Japani, he played great all tournament. You know, with the MVP, he was scoring, and just kind of that's what we were kind of lacking, is just that, you know, our line started to click and we started to score goals. And, you know, that's what we were out playing teams those first three games. We just couldn't score. So, you know, and I think our power play started to come together. You know, there's a bunch of things. I mean, I was surprised getting used to the big ice. You know, you have more time and space, but you know, it's almost, you find yourself on the outside a little much and, not generating as much chances, just kind of holding onto it outside. But, you know, I think that helped a big time too, you know, just getting a couple games under us and our team kind of realizing how to play on the big ice, figuring it out.
Connor, for yourself, great offensive season here with 21 goals. You had 14 assists in 56 games at the World Championships. You have 14 in 10. What kind of happened there? Because it wasn't like you were getting lucky on those. You were making some sweet plays. Did it almost take you back to your junior days?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. I mean, you know, typically growing up, I've always been a passer. And so, you know, I think it was just the big ice, having the puck on my stick a little bit, you know, playing the half wall in the power play, little things like that kind of, you know, started to rejuvenate, you know, kind of seeing the plays and making things happen. You know, it was a lot of fun. I like that aspect of the game. I mean, also, yeah, I think it just evens out. I mean, I'm typically, goals and assists are pretty even. I think that, you know, scoring 8 in a row, I was bound to go on an assist run too.
There you go. Yeah, absolutely. How much of especially your second half of the season when you really were starting to fill the net a little bit, how much of the confidence that you got there carried over to what you had going on at the Worlds?
Yeah, all of it, to be honest. I mean, that was why, you know, one of the main reasons I was so excited to get over there is I felt like, you know, second half of the year I've been playing some of the best hockey, probably the best hockey of my career thus far, just kind of figuring out the NHL and figuring out my capabilities as a player and kind of playing to my potential, which I finally found, you know. I was really excited to get over there and kind of carry it over, and it was nice that it translated.
Connor, we've seen Mark Mathot comment that for yourself, Nick Paul, and even for JBD, limited role, does it just elevate each of your confidence on kind of looking around and saying, hey, no longer just kind of slotted into an NHL lineup here. This gives all three of you a little bit more mojo going into camp next year.
Yeah, I think so. Absolutely. I mean, anytime you can, you know, be a contributor on a gold medal team, it's just it's a huge confidence boost, and it's a great way to go into the summer.
Okay, so were you marking you down for 30 goals next season or 50 assists? It's got to be one or the other. Or it can be both, I guess, if you want. Yeah,
we'll see. I don't know.
Jack's just texted me. He said both.
Okay. Good stuff. Listen, correct me if I'm wrong. Was this the first time you've represented Canada internationally at a tournament?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. I never had the opportunity to when I was younger and junior or anything like that. So it was pretty awesome to play for your country, and it was even better to win.
Yeah, I was going to ask. So that first time you put on the Canadian jersey, and I'm sure you're like every hockey player, right? As you're growing up, you're watching the World Juniors and you're watching Olympics and stuff like that. When you pull that jersey on your own body and look at yourself, I don't know if you looked at yourself in the mirror for the first time, kind of what's going through your mind?
I mean, it's pretty cool. It's just the whole kind of thing seems surreal. To play for your country and to have big moments. We've all been on the other side of it, just watching so many intense moments of your country. You know, guys that are playing for their country, and to be on the other side of it, it's a lot less stressful. As you know, the players know it's more stressful watching, but it's just fun. I mean, we just had so much fun over there on the ice in those three playoff games. It was pretty awesome.
What was the Gerard Gallant like, and Roberto Luongo, and kind of the whole staff over there?
Turk was unreal. He's just a class act. He's a great guy, great coach. Just let us play. I can see why so many guys have had so many good things to say about him playing for him throughout his career. He's just he's a great coach. Great coach to play for. You know, the whole staff was really good. You know, Lou and Doner and. The whole Hockey Canada, I've never been, like I said, never been a part of Hockey Canada, but, they really do everything first class. They take care of the players so well. And they're so appreciative of us coming over there. The whole thing was first class.
With Connor Brown of the Sens, just back from the World Hockey Championships. This was, Roberto Luongo, I think, has said as much. Given what everything you guys went through during the season with all the COVID testing and all the protocols, and how people have described it as a lonely existence this year to be an NHL player, was there ever any hesitation of, I don't know, man, if I'm going over there, I'm going kind of back into a bubble, God, two more weeks of, stuff being shoved up my nose, like I'm just done with it? Or was it like, as soon as you were asked, like, I'm in?
No, I to be honest, there definitely was. I mean, I'm getting married this summer. There's so much going on. The 5 months of, especially playing in Ottawa, like Canada. No restaurants. You're on the road. You're locked in the hotel the whole time. I mean, so we get over there, and to be honest, they made it as great as they could, but we couldn't even leave the hotel to go for a walk. It was just a very strict bubble, and so. It was a grind a little bit. And so, I mean, which just made the whole experience of winning and the whole experience of that playoff atmosphere just that much better. It wasn't easy, to be honest, on the mental health at times. It was a bit of a grind, but it was, all the worth it.
Yeah, does it also take some discipline? Because I've been to many of them, Connor, and I know for the Finns and the Russians, sometimes after a couple of days, start dipping into the pints. you can go sideways in a hurry, right? I mean, it's easy. As much as you guys are pros, there's a lot of opportunity where it does, as you say, you just kind of lose sight of what you're there for.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, yeah, exactly. I mean, I think there were some dark days around our room when we were 0-3 and, hadn't stepped foot out the hotel and it was just tough. It was like, and once we started winning, I mean, it gave you more sense of why we were there. And, once we won that overtime game and against the Russians, it was just, felt like we were in bonus territory after that. And it was just, those last 4 or 5 days were just so memorable, so made the whole trip so worth it.
You mentioned beating Russia. Your only teammate from Ottawa that was on another team was Artem Zub back on the Russian defense. Are you giving him the gears during the game, and is he pretending he's not speaking English, or what's going on?
I was just trying to get out there when he wasn't out there. he's a good player. I mean, he's tough to play against. He's so long and strong. He was one of their best D over there, so... He played great. I mean, that was such a that Russian game in the quarters. We just slip in on we had Germany had to win or not go to overtime, and then Kazakhstan had to lose. Like so many things, and we slip in, and we're like, okay, now we're in, but we're playing the Russians. And that whole win was an amazing one.
A year ago, JR and I were pumping your tires. We were on the Connor Brown train. I've been on the Artem Zoon train, playing in the NHL for a few years, Connor. Like, sincerely, from a defender standpoint, I'm not going to get carried away as far as ranking, but were you really shocked and surprised that somebody could come over and play the way he did? Because from that first shift he took in Calgary, I was like, wow, this guy is basically your absolute classic defensive defenseman.
Yeah, he's for real. I mean, he defends so well. Like, he's so long and strong, but, you know, he breaks the puck out really well. Like, when he makes, like, he's not doing anything crazy, but when he has the puck, he's always seemed to make the right play, whether it's a little pop pass or it's a reverse. So, you know, he just always seems to make the right play, breaks the thing out really well. He wants the puck in the D zone. He defends well. We're lucky to have him. He's a great player.
With Connor Brown. So listen, couple other things. So you were on, if you remember, you were on with us sort of last summer, last fall or whatever. You were pumping a new stick that you were part of with the Canadian Tire. And you know, if we're being honest with ourselves, you're right, you had a lot of opportunities in the first half of the season that weren't going in for you. And I'm like, he's got to change that stick, man. Did you do something? And like, did you change the lie, the pattern, the brand? Did you do anything in the with your stick?
I used a 78 in 78 flex when I was with Bauer, and so I went over to the 78 in Sherwood, and I think the Sherwoods were just the way they're made. They're just, you know, some of the manufacturers are, their flexes are different type, like on stick to stick. And so it was the first like 15 games or something like that. It was just a little too flexy. You know, I just felt like my puck touches were, like, you know, not as crisp as they should be. And then I switched to an 83 flex, and I love this stick. I mean, I shoot the puck really well with it. I mean, that's a good eye by you, but I did. Yeah, I changed the flex my stick probably about 15 games in.
like the first 15 games, give us a post game. Is it a conference call with Jack's on and the rep and saying, man, listen, these are crap. I need some better sticks.
So here's the thing. It's like, I was using them all summer. Like, I loved the sticks. And so, but the problem is you can't really simulate a game. So, like, in the summer, you know, you can use a little, like, I love the way I shot with the 76, 78, because it would come off. But now you got guys all over top of you. So you need to have, it's more about the little puck touches. So it was, and I think I might have been in my own noodle about it a little bit, too.
Well, and I did break it down once you started scoring, and I saw that you were actually, no, I told you this, JR. I said, what he's doing here is with the lower power hand, he's putting more into it. Did you make a technical adjustment as well?
No technical.
Nice try there, Super Scout.
Almost Super Scout.
Okay, listen, before we let you go, let the cat out of the horse out of the barn. So you're getting married this summer, so kind of give us the 411 on when your wedding is and what your kind of plans are for the summer. Are you back in Toronto?
Yeah, I'm back in Toronto. Yep, getting married in beginning of August. So I'll be training here. Lots of fare for the wedding now. You know, I haven't really been around very much to do much of it, but hopefully with all this reopening, we can have a decent sized wedding. So we're looking forward to it.
You're a friend of the show, be honest. Is that why you went to the World Championship, so you could avoid that?
No, that is not it.
Okay.
No, all you have to listen, because I've been married for a long time. With the wedding preparations, your best answer is always yes.
No, there's some wedding prep questions that are over my head.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, listen, have a great summer and good luck with the wedding and all that. And we'll look forward to seeing you back here in Ottawa. But to most of all, congratulations on a spectacular tournament and a gold medal winning performance of which you are a key part of. Thanks a lot for the time this morning.
All right. See you guys. See you, fellas.